ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。夏子です。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 14. 夏子さん、 what are we talking about today?
Oh, I don't want to mention this.
All right.
Talking about grades?
Yes. Grades, and of course, when we talk about grades, we talk about difficult. And when we talk about difficult, we're talking about adjectives. So today we're going to be discussing E adjectives and the negative form of E adjectives. Now in Japanese, there are two types of adjectives, often called na adjectives and e adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
Today we'll be looking at e adjectives. So today's conversation takes place between Natsuko-san,
two students.
Now the politeness level here, Natsuko-san?
They're quite polite to each other.
Now is this kind of the case for classmates?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're kind of twisting it a bit here, so you'll kind of can relate more to your textbook because you'll come into contact with polite Japanese over and over. So just to make you feel a little bit at home, we kind of made it a little polite.
Well, it's always to learn something polite first.
Yeah, exactly. So here we go.
スウェーデン語の勉強は楽しいですか？
はい、楽しいです。
でも、難しいです。
え？難しくないよ。優しいよ。
優しくないよ。難しいよ。テストはいつも80点です。
そんな。80点は悪くないよ。私はいつも60点です。
それは良くないね。もっと頑張ってね。もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
スウェーデン語の勉強は楽しいですか？
はーい、楽しいです。でも、難しいです。
え？難しくないよ。優しいよ。
優しくないよ。難しいよ。テストはいつも80点です。
そんな。80点は悪くないよ。私はいつも60点です。
それはよくないね。もっと頑張ってね。
次は英語が入ります。
スウェーデン語の勉強は楽しいですか？
Do you enjoy studying Swedish?
はい、楽しいです。
Yes, it's fun.
でも難しいです。
But it's difficult.
え？難しくないよ。優しいよ。
Huh? It's not difficult. It's easy.
優しくないよ。難しいよ。
What? It's not easy. It's hard.
テストはいつも80点です。
I always get 80s on the tests.
そんな。
What?
80点は悪くないよ。
80 isn't bad.
私はいつも60点です。
I usually get 60s.
それは良くないね。
Huh? That's not good.
もっと頑張ってね。
You should study more. Natsuko-san, what did you think of today's conversation? Can you relate?
Yes, very much. I think score 60 is acceptable. Don't you think so? I'm not sure.
Depending if it's on a curve. If it's on a curve, it's not too bad. But otherwise... In Japanese schools, is a 60 okay?
Oh, it depends. I think it used to be, you know, the border.
Yeah.
Below 60 would be, you know, you have to take the test again.
The border, I mean like the edge of the border. Like, you get your fingers hanging onto the border. Yeah, it's pretty close. But today's lesson served a great point. Very rich in context, very rich in with the comparison between the affirmative and the negative in dealing with adjectives, because in Japanese, adjectives can be conjugated.
Yes.
And this is a concept that we're going to ease you into. Actually, we just pushed you from the back into the pool with this lesson, but you'll warm up quick. So let's do this. Let's take a look at the vocab, and then we'll take a look at the conversation. Natsuko-san, first word.
スウェーデン語.
Swedish.
スウェーデン語. スウェーデン語.
We want to point out here is, when talking about languages, it's often the country name followed by
go,
which is the character for language.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case,
Sweden
is Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And then we attach go to get
Sweden-go.
What's Japan?
Nihon.
And then we attach
go.
We get
Nihon-go
for Japanese. This doesn't work in every case, as some languages go across borders. For example, with English, it's
英語.
And the first character being?
Written.
Yes. And the second character being?
語.
Written language, mm-hmm. which is English. So it doesn't work for every case, but there are many cases where it's the country name followed by character for language.
Yes.
Check the PDF. We'll have a write-up about this. Okay? We'll give you the major ones. Next we have?
勉強.
Study.
勉強.
Next.
楽しい.
Fun. Enjoyable.
楽しい. 楽しい.
Next.
悪くない.
Not too bad.
悪くない. 悪くない.
Okay. Now, this expression, this is actually close to expression because it's actually the negative form of
悪い.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Bad, and then the negative is not bad.
Yes.
Which is actually today's grammar point introduced a little early. But it's almost acceptable because it's used so often. Next we have
点.
Point. Mark.
点.
Okay, now that we covered that, let's take a look at the conversation. Okay, first the teacher starts off with
スウェーデン語の勉強は楽しいですか?
Is studying Swedish fun? Okay, notice how the topic precedes the wa, and then it's followed by the adjective and desu ka.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. How can I say, we discussed English. Is studying English fun?
英語の勉強は楽しいですか?
Okay, the topic comes before wa tanoshii desu ka? Now, looking in the front, we had 英語の.
Mm-hmm.
We need a possessive. We need the possessive marker in there.
Yes.
英語の勉強. So, English's study or study of English is fun. The kids answer?
はい、楽しいです.
Yes, it's fun.
でも難しいです.
でも, but. Difficult, it's. The adjective comes first. Now, in informal Japanese, you can even leave off the desu.
Yes.
The polite form of the copula. So it's just
難しい.
That's it. And that means it's difficult.
Yes.
This is followed by
難しくないよ.
The negative form of the adjective 難しい. Now, to form this, we drop the final e and replace it with
くない.
Or you could also think of it, the final E becomes
く,
and we attach
ない.
Okay? So, let's just break it down here. First, we have difficult.
難しい. 難しい. 難しい.
Notice at the end, the し and the い.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's have the negative.
難しくない.
Break it down.
難しくない. かしくない. 難しくない.
So the E is replaced, or you can also think of it, becomes
く,
followed by
ない.
Okay. So this is followed by another E adjective.
優しいよ.
It's easy. Followed by
優しくないよ.
Huh? It's not easy. And you could tell this conversation is two of our puppets speaking exactly what we want them to say because, yeah, it's this. No, it's not this. So obviously we doctored this to really get the grammar point drilled into your brain. But we'll keep going. Here we go.
難しいよ.
And again, we have 難しい. And then we find out why.
テストはいつも80点です.
Test, topic marked by wa, いつも. Now, here's an adverb of frequency. And what does いつも mean?
Always.
Always. いつ is actually the interrogative for when. And here we have も. So, when, also.
So, it's like whenever.
Exactly, whenever. Followed by 80 points. This is followed by?
そんな 80点は悪くないよ.
Huh? Huh? That thing? 80 points? That's not bad. Now, let's talk about this. そんな. You'll come across people who have a habit of saying this. And it's not that uncommon. Like, every time you say a joke or every time they hear something kind of shocking, they're like, そんな. Natsuo-san, help us out here. What do they mean by this?
Maybe it's the part of そんなことない or そんなことって.
Yeah, that thing. So it's kind of like a filler.
Yes.
But it's also showing some emotion on their part or reaction to what you're talking about. そんな. Next we have?
私はいつも60点です.
I am always 60 points.
え? それは良くないね.
Huh? That's not good. And here we have the negative of good, which is 良い, but also 良い. Two E's in a row. 良い. Now, the negative form of this is?
良くない.
Okay. So if you want to make the negative of 良い, it goes back to 良い.
Yes.
And E gets dropped, replaced, or changed to ku, followed by nai, yokunai. Okay, and then finally,
もっと頑張ってね.
Try harder. Okay, so as we said, today's grammar point is the conjugation of E adjectives. Now you can think of it as dropping the final E and replacing it with kunai, or changing the E to ku, attaching nai. Very straightforward. We'll have a write-up in today's PDF. Stop by and pick that up. All right. I think that's going to do it for today, Natsuko-san. Anything else to add?
Not really.
All right. Stop by JapanesePod101.com, pick up the PDF, and check out the Learning Center. Talk to you later.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
スウェーデン語の勉強は楽しいですか?
はい、楽しいです!
でも、難しいです。
え? 難しくないよ。 優しいよ。
優しくないよ。 難しいよ。 テストはいつも80点です。
そんな。 80点は悪くないよ。 私はいつも60点です。
それは良くないね。 もっと頑張ってね。